Okay, I learned Shemayin Tzchutz for first time with a Baruch Tzvei Berif Kabadia, Bestoch Shar Chol Yisrael, and also for the protection of Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So for the Shur Ideas number 7, we're going to talk about 5 different pieces of advice from the Pela Yoetz on what the Avod of Shavuos is all about, specifically Shavuos night. The first thing, this is all actually comes from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's Kuntres, V'ayam Odim V'chashuk V'chayim, Sivan Tav Shin Ayin Hei. So the first piece of advice, he said of the Pela Yoetz, Shaloli Zaram Ol Shaloli Dabed Dvarim Betalim B'layla Azeh. Make sure on Shavuos night, you don't speak any Dvarim Betalim. El Etzurei Dvarim Betalim means the things that are, you know, wasteful. You're not talking about the LeBron game. You're not talking about this game or this or that. El Etzurei Lios Oiskim B'Torah Kolayel B'li Hefsek. You have to make sure to be able to use every single minute of the night for Torah. Ulufum Sar Agar. And according to the payment, then you get the gain. And he says, this is the second idea. He says that the whole learning of the night, it's a great nachas ruach gadol amala, and he says it's a tikkun gadol. It's a great fixing for what? For shmiyas einayim, for shmiyas habris, for people who unfortunately maybe succumb to the yitzhara when it comes to looking at things or using the bris kodesh in the wrong way, or someone who had kas problems or kalas rosh problems of anger, of joking around. He says the learning of shavuos night is actually metakin it. So the first one is to make sure that you don't waste the night. Make sure that, you know, you're not talking about the sushi or where's the better food or where's the better sushi or where's the better food. Make sure the entire night is filled with Torah. The second thing is to make sure understand why, how it's so powerful that it's great tikkunim for shmiyas einayim, kas chok, kalas rosh. The third idea the Pela Yoetz says, and this is all under the Erech of Atzeres, all under the, in his Pela Yoetz, all under the title of Atzeres. The third one, he says, make sure that you don't just learn, but you learn besimcha. Limol besimcha, v'chaven, you should have in mind, ki tov lanu tovas ha-torah, mitzvah b'chol tovas ha-olam hazah, mikol chai olam haba. That mitzvahs and Torah are greater than all olam hazah and all olam haba. V'asher yilud asher shezach l'kachen. How praiseworthy is the one who's able to understand this. He says, when you're learning, you're not falling asleep Shavuos night. It's mamish, you're staggering for the entire year. Like they say, I believe, from the Beis Aaron. Beis Aaron says that Rosh Hashanah, we're judged, is the Yom HaDin for the Gashmis of the year. But Shavuos is the Yom HaDin for the Ruchnis of the year. And they say about the Beis Aaron that the Beis Aaron would be more terrified of the Yom HaDin for Shavuos than the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. Lomo besimcha, right? Like the Eglei Tal says, the Avdei Nezer writes, that the ikar part of learning Torah is mamish the enjoyment, like the levushes, that berchos ha-toyra is a berchos hana'a. It's a berchos hana'a, it's a bracha of pleasure. Maybe to make sure that you're lomo besimcha. The fourth idea that the Pela Yoetz says, a beautiful thing. He says, you know, so many times we stay up all Shavuos, so what happens? You go to sleep, next thing you know, it's 4 or 5 o'clock. He says, make sure you learn Torah by day. Ki chaviva ha-tor v'prat v'yom nisinoso. The Torah was given by day. And the Torah is so beloved. Make sure that, obviously, if you're learning at night, it's great. And the Zohar says it's a very, very special custom to be able to learn the entire night. But be able to make sure that at the end of the day, you are learning Torah at least by day as well. Right? The Zohar says, Ko Adam Shesipar Sheva Shabbos Timil Sutar. Every 7 weeks, you're pure. But when it comes to the night of Shavuos, you have to make sure to throw yourself into Torah. But says the Pela Yoetz, make sure that you don't just throw in the entire night and you forget about the day. No, also be able to make sure to learn by day. And my fifth idea, he says that Shavuos is such a powerful time, not only for Torah, but it's a special time for Tefillah as well. L'espal yom elo sheyizka l'kesor shel Torah. Sheyizka hu abonav l'kesor shel Torah. Shedavin and pour your heart out to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That you and your children should be able to connect to the Torah. Limo l'olami, to be able to learn to teach. Lishmar v'lasos, to guard and to do. It's a tremendous day. It's a tremendous day of tefillah. We spoke in the recent past years of the amazing, amazing power of the koyach of the tefillahs of Shavuos. Shavuos is not only the koyach of Matan Torah, but it's a great day, it's a great time for people to daven for love of Torah, for ahavas Torah, for your children's the Torah, for keeping Torah mitzvah for the entire year. So these 5 ideas. First one, Shavuos night, make sure Dvarim Betalim. You make sure to stay away very far from Dvarim Betalim, even if you miss a few minutes, get right back in it. Oskim Torah, kol alayel, bli hefsek. The second one thing that the Pela Yoetz says is, that's very big tikkunim, the entire night of Shavuos, for Shmir Sinai, for Kas, Meschok, and Kolos Rosh. Make sure you understand how powerful, and you can make mamish great fixings by the learning of Shavuos night. The third idea is, says the Pela Yoetz, make sure that you learn lomo besimcha. You're not just learning because it's cool to learn. You're learning, you're doing mamash besimcha, even though they say that, and even if it's mutter for a person to even take a nap on Shabbos this year, but you're not allowed to say it like it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah, Tzimin Reish Sadi. You'll be able to do it, but you're not supposed to say it. You're able to do it, but you're not supposed to say it for Hesya. take the nap to make it so you can be able to zoich, be able to limo b'simcha. The fourth idea, make sure you not only learn at night, but you're learning by day because the Torah was given by day. And the fifth idea is to be able to make sure you daven your heart out every single minute of Shavuos, be able to be zoche to the crown of Torah, to be inspired the entire year with Torah. Shem Shabbos is to be able to take these five etzos, these five pieces of advice from the Pelayoitz, and Ezra to make him proud, and ultimately grow up, make us grow closer to the Rabbono Shalom, come Shavuos, Bez Hashem Yisbarach Shekhoch.